about what we talked about the other night, you know. And 2021 is going to be a year of the goodness of God if we believe. It's not going to happen to everybody. I'm just telling you. I invite people to church, and they think it's just about coming to church. But no, there's anointing. There's a corporate anointing. That means when people gather together, there's a different anointing than they are in my living room, you know, or in my personal time of worship. God, when he orchestrates a gathering, he has an anointed purpose for it. And some people just think, well, church is just not relevant, and that's just not relevant. But see, it helps us believe to see the goodness of God, and opens up avenues, just like me and you wouldn't be. We're all over the world. This church is all over the planet. And it's amazing to me, because God spoke to me one time and he said, y'all are like Gideon. Gideon thought he needed a lot more people to win the battles than what he did. And so did I. But you know what? When God got done, he only had a few, and God showed himself real through. And you know, that's what God does here. But you know, it goes all the way back. You know, whatever God speaks to you, if God's telling you to go to church somewhere, and I'm talking all over the world right now, so don't think I'm on y'all that don't go to church regularly. I'm not talking to you necessarily, you know. But we go all over the world from this church right here. We talk to people all over the world. And one of the things that God, when God spoke to me to start a church, it gave me vision. I was evangelizing. See, and it's not got anything to do. I'm not just telling you my personal story. See, just like when you're praying and you're seeking the Lord and you're after the Lord and you're opening yourself up, you're fasting. I mean, those fasting's a good thing still in 2020. Some churches fasting. What's that? Some people fasting. What's that? And I'll tell them doing without food for Jesus, and they'll say, oh, man, I started that. And they'll look, you got some reserve. But you know, it's not that it moves God. It's that it moves us into a place where we're more sensitive to God. We're humbling ourselves, humbling us, this flesh man, to where we're tuning ourselves in to the Lord and saying, Lord, this is, and what I'm saying here is, see, whenever the Lord spoke that to me, it gave me vision. Whenever God speaks something to you, it'll give you vision. Just say you come to church, you're sick in your body, and I might say a scripture like, by Jesus' stripes ye were healed. And then, I mean, you know, I don't know what's wrong with you. I don't know if you have a problem. And that right there, and then you sit there and you say, I'm healed. I'm healed. Well, see, you got to do something with that. You got to get up out of here, and you got to say, God, what do I do with this? What do I do with this right here? You know, how many knows the Bible says in Romans 10:17, it says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know, and so, one of the ways is church. One of the ways, get you some books, read books, you know, read your Bible, you know, fast, pray, seek the Lord. He'll begin to speak things to you. You know, I've thought about it. I've been here 20 years pastoring. I didn't realize it. And 2021 will be your 20 years, you know. And I thought when I started out, well, I'll pastor 5 years, and then I won't do it. But you know what? There's a no-quit drive on the inside of every vision that God puts in you, whether it's to be healed, pastor a church, have a good marriage, you know, own a home, whatever God's speaking to your heart, there's power placed on the inside of you of that with that vision to carry you through if you don't quit. If you don't give up, I'm believing 2020 is going to be a year of God's glory in my life and in your life. But you've got to believe it. You've got to say, God, I'm going deeper in 2021. God, I'm going to fast. I'm going to pray, Lord. I'm going to repent when I need to repent, Lord. You know, some people don't even think you need to repent anymore. I tell the Lord a lot, Lord, I'm sorry, Lord, for saying that to so-and-so. I'm sorry, Lord, that I was a little rough like I was or whatever, you know. I mean, the repent, and I change my mind and say, God, help me not to be this way. Help me, Lord. You know, me and Teresa set some goals for 2021, and I'm going down the road today, and I told the Lord, I said, thank you, Lord, for the strength to carry out the goals that me and her has in 2021. See, we got to draw on God's strength to help us to accomplish what we're believing God for. But you know, we can set back, and I've seen people be healed, and I've seen other people not be healed. And I went to the Lord one time, and I said, Lord, why are some Christians healed and some Christians are not healed? But basically, Lord, help me with this. He said the majority, he took me to the scriptures, in 17 documented cases in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, where people were healed, it was their faith. Woman with the issue of blood, her faith made her whole, you know. Be it done in you according to your faith. Well, you know, and I realized, you know, we've got to believe that we receive what's already been done for us. You know, like COVID hit some of the folk or whatever, you know, and I've been putting it on Facebook, you know, come on to church. You know, we practice social distancing, you know, and then hand sanitizer, door mask if you want one. And then I put on there, but most of all, we got the Word of God in action. No plague will come nigh our dwelling. Well, some of the folk got it, you know, and I thought, I've been sad. He said, what's wrong with you? Y'all didn't get it in this church. Boy, y'all are quiet. Do we believe that we have the Word of God in action or not? Well, do you believe that you're healed or not? Well, then we got to be bold. We got to be bold. You get a cold. Somebody says, thought you were healed. I am. What's wrong with you? Well, look at your snot running out your nose. What's that got to do with the Word? Nothing. It says I'm healed. The Bible also says in there that you don't know nothing about. No weapon formed against me will prosper. This thing formed against me, but it can't prosper. See, that's the way we are geared to go into 2021. This is our year. We've been through this year. It's been rough. It's been tough. It's been separating. It's been devastating in some cases, bless God. But you know what, praise God? He always brings people out of the ashes, hallelujah, and raises them up. 2021 is going to be my year. I don't know about you. You got to lay hold of it. You got to lay hold of it and say, glory to God. Yesterday's gone, forgetting those things behind. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, I'm going to press toward a goal, Lord. I'm going to be changed in 2021, Lord. I'm believing God for my business prospered this last year. Travis usually makes more money with another business that he's got. He's got his own business. He usually makes more with his business than he does working for me. This year, Mac, he made more with me. He made more money with me than he did his own business. That makes him not want to quit, huh? Go with Daddy. But all I'm saying in that, I set out to prosper. I set out to prosper when the pandemic hit. You know, and businesses were having to be shut down. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I said, I'm trusting you that I don't have to be shut down in Jesus' name. Oh, glory to God. I rebuke this in Jesus. See, you got to stand against the things that is trying to bear the wrong fruit in your life. And you got to apply the Word of God. Hallelujah. You know, I mean, I never get happy, usually joyful, just watching people post scriptures on Facebook. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with it. But boy, when I get down with God, and I just start quoting that, just did it, amen, amen. Nothing wrong with that. I post and try to inspire on Facebook, you know, and different things like that. But there's something different about the presence of Jesus by yourself. There's something different about meditation on the Word of God by yourself. There's something different taking place, hallelujah, in your life when you're getting your own rhema word from the Lord. Come on, somebody. The Bible says a word is good in its time, in its season. Some people, they'll post scripture because they're going through that and they're identifying with it. But you got some on there now, I'm not saying all of them, they're led by the Spirit of God. And they're going through hell and high waters, but you'll never know it. And they'll put a scripture on there that'll inspire many, hallelujah, right in their trial in their living room. But you know what I've noticed? I've noticed a lot of Christians praise high when they go and when all their light bills paid and water bills paid and neighbors and all that's good with them and they're not tearing down their apple trees. They did mine. That's why I said that. They praise him when all of this stuff is working out. But when it gets bad, it just shuts them up. And you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of one time, Teresa, she used to really like the pro boxers, the heavyweights. She didn't like the little one, man. She liked something with some punch. She liked them heavyweights, man. Vander Holyfield, you know, and all of them. And so I'd watch them. We'd steal cable on Friday night. I'd climb the telephone pole. I'd climb up that telephone pole 25 foot and screw the cable in. So we had cable over the weekend because they're closed, see? And then Sunday night, before I go to bed at 9:30, I go climb that big. I couldn't climb it today. That was in my 20s. I didn't have nothing, man. I'd wrap around that baby, climb that pole, twist that thing in. That's how they cut the cable off then. They'd have to come out and do it, you know. But anyhow, I seen them, and we seen the previews, and boy, that one, he's over here, and when I get a hold of him, I'm going to do this to him, and then the other one, you see him, the previews of him, oh, he's just fixing to tear him up too, and they're both just, I think they're blowing smoke toward each other to get them, you know, how many of Satan will do that to you? You nobody, you're a worm, you ain't going nowhere, things ain't going, he's a liar. And I've seen them go in there, both of them geared in their mind. They going in there, they want that title and that big money. They make big money. But I've seen them, you know, go in there strong and then them get a good lick on them. You know, hit them really hard. And I mean, when it shows in their face, and then I'd see that other one gear up on them, boy. And I mean, they go right back to that same spot. They go back to that same spot. And I've seen that person lose gusto because of the hard hit and lose when they could have just kept focused and all of that where the enemy didn't see them sweat. How many know Satan watches you? Bless God, if he works on you one time, he's going to do it again. Travis, I'm going to give you an example. I believe what I just said. Travis, every time, I mean, he's 16, 17 years old, whatever he is, and every time he gets to the red light, some punk's wanting to race him. Boom, boom, rip the car up. So here they go. You know? And so I told him one day, I said, Satan's got your number, son. I said, look. I said, I pull up the red lights. I said, it don't happen to me. But you know what? Wasn't too long after that, I thought I'm going to test this thing again. Pulled up the red light. Heard a little young punk over there, mind his own business, bumping a little bit. And I went, oh my, oh my. He looked over there and I said, still, baby. Oh, but he cut the radio down. And I mean, but God, when that red light hit, he went, vroom. And I went, I thought it really works, Lord. That was the evil thought that I had, you know, and I put it to the test. And I could have got him a ticket. And both of us could have lost our license if I'd have punched. So I told Travis, I said, Satan's going to hook you up, boy. I said, you better overcome that trial. I said, he's got people out there sitting in them cars. Whenever you pull up, that gives them a thought, race. He tries to give me thoughts, punch y'all. Not y'all. You see, and so Travis... And you know what? Once he overcome that trial, he has to stir them up now. It really quit. I told him, I said, there's going to be a time when Satan sets you up like that and you're going to fall for it and you're going to be paying fines and you're going to be paying probation and they're going to take your driver's license and all. I said, you better realize that Satan is watching you. See, we got to realize Satan's watching us at home. To see how we react to the phone call. He's watching us at home to see how we react. See, he's after 2021. He's already thought way into 2021 about me and you, Satan. But you know what? We're up on him. We was ready in 2019 for 2021. We was already, just like we're going into this year, we're going in this year to win. We're not going into this year to back up and lose. We're going into this year to win in 20. And listen, just because 2020 throwed a good punch to the church don't mean they some slackers. It means that we're geared up just like Johnny. We're strong. This church is strong. This church has never been broke financially. We bailed people out all year. All last year before that, I mean overseas and everywhere. We fed hundreds of kids. Well, if I had the money, Pastor, I would shut that up, you will have. Just shut up whining. You ain't whining, but you know what I'm saying. I'm going to bring you Aiden's pacifier. Here. Shh, shh. Quiet, baby. Quiet, baby, where we can all hear. Just sit there and suck on your pacifier. Going down the road one time, give Travis a pacifier. He's a little big kid. He'd be baby. I'm going down, I'm working on a dairy. I wouldn't even say then. And every time you give him that pacifier, he goes, oh. He couldn't get nothing out of it, so it makes him mad, I guess. I mean, whole time, I reached over and I went, throwed it out in the cow pasture. Took him off the pacifier then. Every time he wanted, cow got it. Cow got that. Tired of hearing that whining, man. I know you ain't got a mustache yet, but good Lord, get rid of that. He can't give him something he can get something out of, so he quit whining. See, God's got to give us some stuff every now and then, so we stop that. But see, 2021 is going to be determined by you. God is already determined in his heart and in his mind that you are more than a conqueror, that greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world, that you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. You can set goals and draw on the strength of God and see those the goals and desires come to pass. Hallelujah. Started the church and told Teresa, I said, it's time to get back, don't you think it's time to get you a new truck?
Shut that up.
And I said, well, just, you know, you ain't selling my truck before you get one. I said, God works all things together for the good. I'm going to sell her truck. Jack. I said, you can drive my little black one. Nope, that's not going to happen. Just shut that up. I was testing her. Are you ready, baby? Are you ready for a new truck? I don't borrow money. I ain't going to borrow it. I'm going to believe God is able to do abundantly above, greater than I can ask or think. But I'm going to let that power work in me. You've got to let that power work in you. Me and Teresa believed God for a house for 10 years. 10. Teresa got tired. I knew every back road, Blount County, and all the way to Hatsville. I knew it. I knew every pothole, I'd hit them all. She got tired of riding with me. But I'm still 10 years hitting the back roads. Where's it at, God? Where is it at? I know it's coming, God. Well, what am I saying? I wouldn't give up on the dream. I wouldn't give up on me and her going to own a house. And I specifically told God I want a brick house, God. And I want to shop on it, God. And I want some acreage. So I'm going down this road. I wouldn't give up. In the 10th year, Mac, 10. Black God, you got to be willing to go as long as it takes to get the promise. It don't matter how. Don't even be. You got to be patient. You got to have some endurance. You gotta say, God, help me to be patient like you are, God. How many of us he's been waiting on me and you all of our life? I'm going down this back road one day and I'm feeling pretty good. Got my praise on, got some praise and worship on. I'm going down through there. There's a for sale sign halfway covered up in the mud on the property that I'm living in. Halfway covered up. I got out, walked over there. For sale sign. I looked over there and I said, brick house. I thought, I wonder if that shop up there is on it. And I looked out there and I thought, I wonder how far it goes. So I got to find out. So we go out, you know, to the neighbor out there, and nah, it ain't for sale. I'm going to try to buy 2 acres when it comes up for sale. They wanted my property. So they weren't going to give me much information. So I finally figured out whose it was. They, some people actually tried to come in there when they found out that I was pursuing it, you know, and try to get it. That actually done work on the house for the woman. Her husband had died. He built it in 70-something. He built it for his boy. Joined the army. His boy never moved there. Built the house, so he rented it out, but he wouldn't get rid of it in case his boy wanted to come home. But his boy's done grown now. He died, and now she's ready to sell it. Right when I found the for sale sign. The for sale sign belonged to the people that rented the house that tried to sell the house out from under her. Tried to sell the house, take the house, because they'd been living in it for so long. Well, anyhow, bottom line, and I'm not just telling you my story. This is going to be your story sooner or later. We didn't know how, but we wouldn't give up. Black God, we knew that God said we could own our own house. And you know what? You're looking at somebody that looked impossible at the time when I knew that was my house. I walked up there on that property when she told me what she wanted for it. And I mean, my mind, I thought, ain't no way I can pay that. There's no way. She wanted $120,000. I couldn't even swallow that thought. I'm choking you. Spit that one out. Let's get a $30,000 one. I can afford that. I mean, knows God will lead you in a path of not least resistance to expand you, to cause you to be able to believe that he can do the impossible in your life. Hallelujah. That's why a lot of people live down in the norm and below what God wants them to have, because they can't see them making it happen. You're not supposed to see you making it happen. You're supposed to be able to see that he's bigger than what you're facing in the natural, that he can make it happen. Hallelujah. And you know what, praise God? Whenever I called the bank, got it down to all that stuff, they said, well, you've got to have $10,000, whatever it was, $10,000 a thing. I thought, there's no way. And I thought, well, I bought this church down here, and I didn't have no money. I thought back to the time when God told me to buy this. I went to the bank with bad credit, so you can't tell me about bad credit. Nobody, I mean, my kinfolk wouldn't give me $10. I never would pay them back. I'm telling you, that's what kind of reputation I have. Went down to get my credit started, and it was a $100 weed eater, and they wanted me to pay $90 on it. And I'm like, why don't I pay $10? I ain't got $90, man. They wouldn't loan me $10. And then God says, buy that building. I'm like, ain't that what you say? God, how am I gonna do that? You ain't. So just get off of that pity party, God, how am I going to make it? Don't get on that. Don't get on that. Stay in faith and say, God, if you said it, well, bless God, you just show me how to do it. You show me which way to go. Well, I went and I checked my banking account. And there was a bunch of money in there. And I'm like, whoa. So I said, whoa. So I picked up the phone. I called my vendors. I said, how much do I owe you? Called another vendor. How much do I owe you? And then they told me, and I wrote it down, you know, and I'm like, whoa. And then I'm like, I better call them again. So I called the same vendors. I said, make sure. Because I didn't want to spend my vendor's money. That's not my money. That's where I bought doors on the credit, and I've got some of their money in that account, see. And now when the bill comes due, I got to pay for that. I can use that, but I'm not stupid. Right? That wouldn't, a lot of people say, well, that's the Lord. He'll have it back in there. But no, don't you listen to that devil. Don't you listen to that devil. I'll write a check for my tithe on Sunday. God will get it in there before Friday. Teresa deposits Monday. Miracles just don't really happen that way. That's not faith. That's dumb. Just don't write the check. Right? Man, y'all are quiet. Y'all learning, I know. So anyhow, I called all the vendors, and I'm like, I got out, and I said, glory to God. Oh, that's my house, Lord. That's my, I'm in it. We're just a couple of years and we'll be done with them payments, bless God. Our house is almost paid for. 16 acres of land almost paid for. It's almost mine and not mine in the banks. And you know what? I've believed God for the payments for 15 years. Even in a recession, hallelujah, God came through. I've not lost anything, praise God. All I lost in my whole Christian life is a stinking garbage dumpster. And I was glad to see it go. See, that's not, I'm not just telling you my story. I'm telling you what your God will do for you. He sent some before to have these testimonies. They're forerunners. Jesus was a forerunner. John was a forerunner. Paul was a forerunner. Did you know in the book of Acts 24, over there, the Paul said that a Spirit of the Lord appeared to him and said, no, he said, I'm bound by the Spirit to go into Jerusalem. In other words, he's being led. Y'all being led to this church and everything in hell's tried to stop you. Hey, some of you, everything in hell's tried to stop you and get you to quit here. A lot of it worked on a lot of folks. I'm just telling you. But Paul said, I'm bound by the Spirit of God to go into Jerusalem. And then he said, the Spirit of God has showed up and said that chains await you. He's going to be locked up. He's going to be put in prison. The Holy Spirit tells him that trouble awaits you. Trouble awaits you down there in Jerusalem. All of that, you know. And you go on and read the story. The Apostle Paul wrote most of the New Testament to the churches with stocks in a dungeon. Study it. Paul wrote to the Philippians in prison. The Colossians in prison, the Corinthians, the Romans. But you know what he went on and said? And that's what me and you's got to say. He said, but none of these things move me. He said, I know that I'm going to be persecuted. I know that I'm going to be in chains. I know that I'm going to be whipped. I know that things are not going to be good for me. But none of these things is going to stop me from believing God. I just told the Lord today, I said, Lord, I've got some addictions. I'm addicted to Jesus. I'm addicted to it. I'm addicted to God's word. I'm addicted to love. I mean, I'm not happy if I'm out of love. I mean, you know, to get mad and want to fight and all that stuff, used to it appeal to the flesh, you know. Make me feel good. I mean, really, it would. And now that stuff is just, it just makes my whole life bad. That I'm addicted to it. I'm addicted to joy. And I told the Lord, I said, but Lord, I got some areas I want to change in my life in 2021. I said, there's still flesh that I want to deal with in 2021. Every one of us can identify with that. I ain't got nothing. Well, you suck down 9 Mountain Dews a day. Come on, somebody. You know, you put a cake out there and you eat the whole thing. You can't just eat a piece. Somebody starts talking about somebody, you get right on the bandwagon. Come on, flesh is just flesh. It don't mean we're bad. It just means that we need to realize, God, we won't change in 2021, God. God, I want to be different in 2021, God. I want to be more like Jesus in 2021, God. I need your help by the Holy Spirit and your word, Lord, to help me to be closer to you at the end of 2021 and have my stuff fulfilled, have my dreams fulfilled, Lord. I mean, you know what? I have to tell the Lord, Lord, I'm still willing to work with my own hands that I'll have to give to them who need. And you know what? I've had preachers tell me, you need to get out of that garage door business and where you know, and just be a full-time minister. And I'm like, I've been a full-time minister ever since I got saved. Now, some people ain't supposed to work. He wants them just, you know, I believe that he'll put them in a place and that ministry will pay them. And y'all do, y'all, and you know, maybe y'all need to pray and ask God if you need to triple my salary. Teresa told me today, she said, you know, that's wrong. I said, what? Looked over her and been studying. I said, what? What you say at church? I said, what? That we don't pay you enough. I looked over them glasses and I said, well, you don't. She said, you don't want to work for us. I thought, whoo, revelation time. I said, no, I work for, she said, you work for Jesus. I said, yeah, and he's a lot better to me than y'all are. A lot of y'all are. Now, I'm not going to work for y'all ever. Forget it. I'll just keep working for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm employed by him. That's how come I'm not hired to go to the hospital. That's why I'm raising y'all up to go over there and get them healed. I ain't going. I got to work. Right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, God's got plans, just like April. She didn't even tell you the rest of it. She don't have to go to them classes. She done graduated them classes however long it was ago. But she's still going on Tuesday night just because she wants to. And she said, I get fed there, spiritually fed there. Well, you know what? All the time God sent her there. She probably didn't realize it. Well, she did in that manner, but not to lead them up. And then all that time goes by and her faithfulness, see. You know, churches are looking for faithfulness. If you're faithful, you can be used. Hey, the guy come here wanting to be a drummer. Oh, we wanted him really, really. He's been in churches. I mean, one of the best drummers this country's ever seen, probably, praise God. I mean, play the drums. He taught preaching, you know, and we let him come for just a little while, but you couldn't get him here regular. And it's making me mad. I'm getting mad, and that's, you know. And so I told her one night, I told her, we was talking, you know. I said, he's a worthless drummer. Oh, don't talk about him. I said, well, I'm not telling you that personally. I said, you can be the best drummer in the planet, but if you can't get there, you're worthless. Come on, somebody, is that true or not? I can be the best garage door hanger in the world, and I'm no good to Dove Overhead Door down yonder in Gardendale if I won't go to work. I'm a professional, but I'm a worthless professional if I don't go do something about my profession. That, whatever, I can't even say the word. Come on, somebody, 2021, you got to be willing to work with the Lord. You got to be willing to work with the Holy Spirit. I mean, if he's prompting you to do something in ministry, these people should have been here and filled this church up tonight. I'm just telling you, I'm not down on them. I feel bad. Look what they missed. They missed impartation of what God's saying. They're still sitting at home wondering where God is. We know exactly where he's in here. He's in us, and we walk in, he lights up in here. I thought he's going to take off. I told him the other day, I said, man, when you get ready to run, you're not going to shock me. Take off. I was doing a watch night service, and there's some preachers in the flesh preaching before me. I always tell them, let me go last. I'm preaching one this Thursday night, too. I'm going to bring in the New Year's preacher. No. Rainbow. Preston Church. Y'all know God. But anyhow, they always get two or three preachers. I like to go last. I just have a reason. I want to give what God's saying last. That's where everybody remembers. Well, a lot of them there that night had some of them, you know, they're just, I'm not saying they were bad. They wasn't moved by the Holy Spirit in preaching. How many knows you can preach without being moved by the Holy Spirit? Well, anyhow, I get up there, praise God, and I start preaching. And when I started preaching, the anointing fell. How many knows the anointing makes the difference? The anointing on the word, the anointed word makes the difference. The anointed. All of a sudden, boom, somebody jumps up. I start screaming at their lungs. They run around and out the door, woof. And you could hear them screaming on fire all the way around the church. I mean, just screaming at the top of their lungs under the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit broke out in that place. See, that's what he's going to have. That's what he wants to do in 2021. He wants to break out in your home. He wants to break out in your life, break out in your finances, break out in this man. He wants us going to the prisons. He wants us going to the jails. He wants us carrying it to the streets, empowered by him, not just something we come up with, something that he's inspiring us to do, and we don't know how to do it, but we go step out. Then he puts the supernatural on it. Satan told me halfway through, I was about 2008, 9, 10, something like that. We went through and lost a baby. We got kids in heaven, men's reason. Y'all meet them one day if y'all stay in there with the Lord. They're gonna look just like me. We're gonna look like we are up there, I believe it. We're gonna be in new bodies. I'm gonna know them. I'm gonna slide in there. Some of them are gonna hang up and pull up into heaven. I'm sliding in. But God, when I land from them angels, I'm going to slide on them streets to go, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going in with a blast, hallelujah. And they're going to say, Daddy, we've been waiting on you, Dad. We know all about you, Dad. We know all about you. We know what you did for Jesus. We know about all that. We remember that night you was talking about me. Your name's Judah. You was talking about me that night. Hallelujah. See, listen, God wants to take you greater and further than you can imagine. And me too, I'm just getting started. See, but we got to believe to see. That's what the psalmist says. I believe it's Psalms 27. He said, I believe to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. He said, I believe to see. He said, I would have fainted unless I believed to see. See, you know, if you're not believing, I'm telling you, it opens the door for oppression. It opens the door for depression. You know, Teresa, I mean, they call it chemical imbalance. I believe there is a fix for every problem every human has. His name is Jehovah Jireh. His name is Jesus. And, I mean, I went in one time, and I'm hunting Teresa. This is before we got saved, Mac. I'm hunting her, and I'm like, where's she at? Open the closet. She's in her burning candles. She's oppressed. I think she's worshiping the devil. Don't even know. That's why I told God after we got saved, I think I married the devil's daughter. But you know what? I would go and I would buy first grade books, Dick and Jane, you know, and them. And I'd take them home and get her to read them, and it'd get her to feeling better, you know. Just reading books. I tried to help her. We wasn't saved. But you know, we got born again. And you know what she did? She started having this hunger for the Word. And so she starts reading 15 chapters a day in between taking care of Travis and everything she's doing at home and all of that, you know, and cooking my supper. And she's always been a good woman. She cooked for me. She told me the other day, do you want me to get a job? And I said, no, I want you to stay here, clean this house, and do what you've been doing. I said, absolutely not. I don't want you to get a job. I like to have, I might eat fried taters and cornbread, you know, macaroni and cheese, and had some deer steak, and all of that was cooked. Why would I want to get a job, man? It should be too tired to cook that. No, man, just stay here. But you know what, praise God? Now that her mind started getting renewed, all of that oppression started leaving back. I got to noticing her getting better and better and better. You know, what was she doing? She was renewing her mind to the Word of God. She didn't even realize what she was doing. She's reading that Bible and her mind's getting renewed. She's reading that Bible, and while she's reading that Bible, God is imparting what he wants to out of that Word. I don't believe she even understood none of it. When you read, you don't have to. I remember reading the Word of God, and I thought, I don't understand this Bible. And I'd read something back, and then I'd go to church, and my pastor would preach on something that I've read. And I would underline it and say, that's what it means. I couldn't understand it. I do now. I understand how to let the Lord quicken me to it. I understand that flesh and blood receiveth not the things of God. I understand that it's the things that the Spirit of God out of the Word of God puts on the inside of us. See, you've got to build your faith. We got what Ben Mack was talking. I mean, every one of us probably in here is on different levels of faith. Now, I got faith to believe it and don't worry. And I'm dogmatic. I'm done with payment. Done. Done. I believe God for payments. Then I believe God to pay it off early. I heard a preacher say it. He said, you got to go to different levels of faith in your finances. He said, don't stay on borrowing faith and God will make the payments. He said, go to pay it off early faith. He said, then go from there to believe it in faith. And I've took those steps over the course of 15 years. Praise God. Slowly, it takes a while, Matt. And you know what? Now I'm at the place to let God believe it in. I'm believing it. If I can't believe it in, not getting it. I'm driving in a truck right now, service truck, nicest that I've ever had, newest than I've ever had, first than I've ever had, nice, new, with no payment. I drove to Murfreesboro and dropped $12,300 in that dude's hand. I'm like, glory. Woo, Jesus is good. And people take that braggadocious. Well, you ain't been where I've been. You ain't done the fasting and the without and the tithing and the giving and the sacrificing and the giving cards away. I told God one time I was 29 years old, broke, and had a job making $300 a week. That's all I made, and had a trailer payment and car payments and all that. And I'm going down the road, and I said, God, I want to be a blessing, God. God, make me a blessing. I want to be able to give cars away. God, I want to be a blessing, God. I couldn't see being a blessing. But you know what? I told Teresa a while ago, I said, I might need you to hold some little money for me. What are you saying? I thought, what did I say? I said, hold a little money for me. But just say what you mean. I'm like, well, I thought I just said it. See, she's got two or three different places she keeps her money. So I was thinking, well, you know, I'll put some money in an envelope here, and I've got it in my wallet. You know, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with it right now, but my wallet's getting on my nerves. It's getting thick. So I need it thinner. That's a good problem. But you know what? Think about what I said. 29 years old, nothing. Just barely was getting by. Didn't have, but you know that word, reading that word and going to the house of God and getting in that Bible and fasting and praying, something was happening on the inside of me. Something was happening. Faith began to rise little by little to the place to where I thought, bless God, we can have a house. Oh, glory to God, we will be blessed. We will go somewhere. We will be somebody. See, that's you. I'm not just telling you a story. I'm telling you that's no different. People have told me, well, it's because you're a preacher. No, nope, that's separate from being a Christian. A preacher is a gift. The gift is on me for the body of Christ. That's not what blesses me. The gift don't bless me. It's my walk with Jesus that blesses me. It's the covenant he made with Abraham and brought it, and we're in that through Jesus. I claim every day, just about every, I got to close, man. Of course y'all can handle this. There's an anointing flowing. Y'all ain't in no hurry. I can just sense that y'all ain't in no hurry. You didn't even realize what time it was, I told you. Bible says in Proverbs 10:22, it says, the blessing of the Lord makes Faithway Christian Center rich. The blessing of the Lord, put your name in it. My name's in my Bible. I say it. The blessing of the Lord makes Scotty rich. I don't put my trust in God's doors. I don't put my trust in government. I'm not going to put my trust in my Social Security that I've paid in. I'm not going to have to live off of it. Nothing wrong with it. I paid it in. I'm getting it. I want it. I'll buy a cow or something. And even if you are there living off of it, whatever the case might be, go ahead and take Proverbs 10:22. It's yours. It don't make no difference what age you are, young, old, middle-aged, broke, rich. It is no discrimination. The blessing of the Lord working in your life will make you rich spirit, soul, and body. The Bible says, Romans 12:2, Zach, he ain't getting to do nothing. Sometimes he has to set the birds chewing his fingernails. That's okay. You listen. Don't do ministry without getting into ministry. The Bible says in Romans 12:22, be not conformed to the world. See, the world's all worried, Mac. They're all sad and oppressed. And I mean, went through 2020, and it has been really, really rough on all, not the people of faith. Listen, when you're in faith, he said he leads you beside the still waters. He leads you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He says, the Lord is my shepherd, not COVID, not the government, not garage doors, not the economy, not whether my job is good or bad. Let me tell you something, what I done. Black God, when I went to my boss and asked for a raise, he'd almost fire you back under. But you would get 10 cents maybe. I've got a 5 cent an hour raise. That makes you want to go get a gun and kill him. Especially if you're toting sheetrock from 5 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And some of that waterboard. You're driving the truck, and you look behind you, and there's another one loaded just like you following you to the same subdivision. And you got to unload both of them. 900 and something sheets of sheetrock. Scattered in the rooms. Makes you want to burn that new house before you get there. Burn it down. We won't have to unload it. I thought of that stuff. Burn a half down, we won't have to unload the garbage. Here I am making that, and I start going to church and reading my Bible. How many knows he's the same God as he was in 1997? He's the same God as he was back under year 2000. He's the same God as he was in Genesis. He ain't changed a bit. His word ain't changed. Generations change. People change. News changes. But God's word stays, says the same thing, means the same thing. We just can't let the generation change us. Listen, I refuse to let the culture change me. I refuse to let my surroundings determine what I believe. I believe what the Bible says, that I'm blessed going in, blessed going out, blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed is the fruit of my body. Hallelujah. My cattle. I got cows now, Robert. Whew, I got a hope of that, and I'd read that all my life. Christian. And I hadn't seen that was in there. And I decided later I got a few cows, or right before I got cows or whatever, I got that land over there. And I was reading in there, and it says, blessed will be your cattle. And I thought, cows are in there too, God. And you know what? I stood on that word. I said, well, you said you'd bless my cows. I got to have them first. Well, you know what I got? I started out with 10. They done popped babies. I got a bunch. I got 17 or 18 over there. I'm like, whoa. Pull up over there. I'm like, God, man, they flood me. I think I'm a sugar daddy. I feed them feed every other day or so, you know. Good God, they just rush me. I'm like, I'm over there building a barn fast as I can to keep them rascals off of me where I can feed them. They pushing each other around about to get on me. And I'm like, hey, y'all scoot over. They come up there and I say, get, y'all go. So I finally figure out, pull my four-wheeler up here where there's probably got enough room to get out here so they can't get to me. Well, what am I saying? I believe God, and you know what? A miracle happened. It wasn't too long. God lined these cows up, and I didn't have exactly enough money, and I was just telling Teresa, she said, how much do you need? I thought miracles fixed to happen. She's sitting on all that money. She gave me the money to pay for the rest of my cows. Hallelujah. Miracles happen, Robert. She bought me some cows. But you know what? It wasn't her. It was Jesus. How many knows the Bible says give honor where honor is due? Now thank you, Lord, she obeyed you, but you caused that to happen. See, now you go into 2021 with an expectation. Don't let Bluntsville mold you. I've been down here. People told me, don't go down to Bluntsville. It's broke down there. Don't open a church down there. I mean, everybody down there, they ain't going to go to church. Everybody knew it was a drug place. This is a drug place. It ain't as bad now. And I told my brother, I said, ain't it just like God seeing you right out in the middle of nowhere so he can show himself real when he gets done? And that's what he's done. Showed himself real in Bluntsville here. You brought prosperity to Bluntsville. Listen, wherever prosperity needs to be, you got to carry it there. It's not just going to blow over there. You carry it. I'm standing on that. I'm gonna close with this. I'm standing on the highest place in Bluntsville up there one day. And I looked all around. I just turned around, and I said, all y'all heathens, you just better know I'm here with the anointing. I moved. I mean, God gave me that land right in the middle of heathens. Boy, I mean, really. And I spoke to them. They wasn't hearing me. I said, one day, I said, I'm here to cover y'all in the name of Jesus. I just lay hold of this territory all around, and I bind these demonic spirits, these principalities and powers, and the rulers of the darkness of this world that's controlling these people here. Lord, I praise you and thank you for victory in Bluntsville. And then he moved Jeffrey up there to help me. Right across the road. Good Bible-believing Jeffrey. Bless God. Send me some help. See, there's nothing too big for God, so I'm not going to keep you. I just want you to know this is the last service before this year ends here, you know. And I want you motivated toward 2021 to build this church, to get people into the house of God. It's not about religion. Guy bought the guitar from me. He's up there and closed their church down, and he told me, he said, well, what denomination are you? I said, what does it matter? I got done talking to him, and he said, boy, you lifted me up. I said, that wasn't me. I said, that's the Holy Ghost. He just didn't know. I didn't even want to be there. I'm going to get a guitar for the church on Christmas Day, wasn't it? Or Christmas Eve? Christmas Day. I got to hurry back because the kids are coming. We got to go up and give, you know. And so anyway, he says, well, he said, you know, I'm a Church of Christ guy. I said, what does that matter? What are you telling me? I said, hey, I was born again in my living room. I said, look what we've been fellowshipping, right? I said, it ain't got nothing to do with who you think you are. We're new creations in Jesus. We're born of God's Spirit. We are brothers and sisters in the Lord. I said, and we choose wherever we go to church to break those spiritual bondages off of our life so that it don't separate us from one another, my friend. I said, you can come to church down there if your church is shut down. He said, I'll get your address. I said, well, good. And we'll welcome you right on in, bless God. Listen, we don't care if they're Methodist or Baptist or Church of Christ, if they're whatever they are. We don't. There's all kinds of new ones out there I've never heard of. Now they call one the Believing Church. I'm like, what's that? The Believing Church. Or you know what, there'll be one that says the only church. No, stay away from that one. But we're all about, look at our lives, man. Look at us. Our lives have been transformed and changed, working together. You've had to do a lot of it here. Putting up with me. But you know what? God wants us to go out into the highways and the byways. Not with a churchism, but with a Christian atmosphere in our hearts of Jesus. That when we try to get them to the house of the Lord, it's not about just filling the pews. It's about we know that their lives will be changed in the presence of Jesus and to hear the word and get their minds renewed. But you know, we have to apply the word. You know that. When we apply the word. So you go into 2021. Whatever dreams you've thought shattered and crushed, you just pick them back up. Because wherever you laid down the dream as far as Jesus could go with it. Did you hear me? Wherever you laid down the dream as far as the Lord could go with it. Now you got to pick that thing up. You got to pick that dream back up and say, okay, God. You know, I heard a minister say one time, Keith Moore Life Ministry. and he was doing a sermon, and he said, you know, it don't take a lot. He said, anybody that will give God a little bit, he will do a lot with it. He will do a lot with it. I've only give God little bits at a time, and God has done a lot with it. He's done a lot with it. So I want to encourage you. 2021 is going to be a better year than 2020. The church has went through and had an onslaught and attack and shutdowns and all kinds of things. But every time in the Bible you see that, if those that hang on, they come out with nothing but total victory. And that's what I'm believing for 2021, praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we